الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most honorable and beloved brothers and elders in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, it is only through the grace, the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find ourselves assembled in the Mubarak house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjid, on yet another auspicious and blessed day, the day of Jumu'ah. This is indeed from the sha'air, the salient features of Islam, this day of Jumu'ah. And just for us to be present in this Mubarak gathering, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed day, is something which is very great and is something which we have to make shukr for. From all the bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, this is indeed a very great bounty and favor upon us. We know this blessedness of this Mubarak and auspicious day of Jumu'ah, it's something that cannot be overemphasized. In fact, it suffices to say that if you have to take both the Eids and put it together, the Eidul Fitr and as well as the Eidul Adha, it cannot equate to the blessedness of this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the opportunity of witnessing many and more Jumu'ah in our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also make it such that when we are going to leave this world, then it is on this Mubarak and blessed day of Jumu'ah as well. Ameen. Beloved friends and elders in Islam, we all know that we have reaching the end, the termination of a Mubarak and auspicious month, Zulqa'dah. Inshallah, tomorrow will be the first of Zulhijjah. This is from the sacred months of the lunar calendar and something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and selected certain auspicious days from this calendar for this Mubarak and blessed Ummat so that we can take benefit from these days and maximize our efforts for the Akhirat in these specific days. As far as our purpose, our goal, then a mu'min's goal and purpose, he is something which he has to work towards and something which he has to aspire for, then that thing, so to say, is nothing but Jannat. My beloved friends in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world so that we can attain that specific Jannat which we are desirous of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Jannat and reminds this ummah of their purpose for coming into this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That what is our purpose for coming into this world? It is to work for the ultimate, for the greatest that we can ever ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, and that is Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a transaction, has carried out a deal with who? With the mu'mineen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased from the mu'mineen. Purchased what? What is in involved in this transaction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have purchased anfusahum wa amwalahum. I have purchased their lives as well as their wealth in exchange of what? In exchange of Jannah. Beloved friends, in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, so to say, gave us our direction that you aspiring for this Jannah, I am only asking for your life and for your wealth. Meaning that we have to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for us to be worthy and for us to qualify for that Jannah, we have to sacrifice our life for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days that are approaching, the days of Qurbani, this is the same lesson that we learn. That a person sacrifices his desires, he sacrifices his life, so to say. He gives his life up for what? For following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this life that I have given you, I am only asking you for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our lives. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am ready to give you that Jannah, the highest stages of Jannah. But I am only asking you to give me in return your life. In other words, take good care of how you spend your life. Spend it in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anfusahum wa amwalahum. And together with that, look how you earn your wealth. Look how you earn your wealth. Make sure you earn your wealth in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you are not earning it from haram sources where there is interest involved and haram business dealings involved. All this constitutes a good halal tayyib risk that we will receive. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. That our lives in this world is subject to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, that if you want to live a good life, a prosperous life, a luxurious life in this world, then you are not going to get it anywhere else but in deen. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether male or female, but you are desirous of living a very comfortable life in this world, the recipe, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن. First of all, you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have brought iman. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. That is sufficient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you with the best life in this world. At the end of the day, my beloved friends in Islam, this world is only a temporary abode. This world is only a temporary abode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is desiring that Jannah for us. That ultimate abode, that everlasting life of the Akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give us that. It is only a mere fact or a mere issue of us living our lives in this world in a way that is conforming to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At each and every moment we have to look and introspect that, am I carrying out this certain action? Is it pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it conforming to the sunnah way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with only one opportunity. There is only one opportunity, and once our eyes close and once we leave this world, there is no turning back. There is no turning back to come and rectify what we had already done, or make amends, or do more good that we are desiring to do. No, beloved friends in Islam, there is only one chance. There is only one chance that we have to submit ourselves to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only one chance that we have to submit ourselves to the sunnah way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once this chance is gone, it is never going to come back. Beloved friends in Islam, regarding how we should be cautious in living our lives in this world, and what should be our real focus, working towards the Jannah, towards achieving the Jannah. To give us some direction, on one occasion, a tabi'i by the name of Hazrat Abu Umayyah al-Sha'bani rahimahullah, he comes to a very renowned and well-known sahabi by the name of Hazrat Abu Tha'alab al-Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For what purpose? He comes to him to find out the meaning of the verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum man dalla idha ihtadaytum. So this Tabi comes to us with Abu Salab al-Khushani radiallahu anhu to ask him regarding the meaning of this verse. So Hazrat Abu Salab al-Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to him, not in a boastful manner, but he says to him, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْهَا خَبِيرًا. You have come to ask this question and you are asking a person who definitely has the proper knowledge regarding it and 100% correct knowledge regarding this ayah. Why? He says, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتُ عَنْهَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He says, it is this very same ayah which I asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding its meaning. And what did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say regarding this ayah? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. That, O you who believe, O you who believe, O you who have iman, عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You are going to be answerable, you are going to have to give an account of your own deeds. You are not going to have to give an account of someone else's deeds. عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Look after your own deeds. عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Know very well that that person or that group who has gone astray, has shifted away from Sirati Mustaqim, that group who is on misguidance, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ. They are never going to be able to mislead you and misguide you as long as you are firm upon the Qur'an and the Sunnah. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. When you have attained this guidance, this hidayat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no group, no person can be able to influence you and take you off this way of sirati mustaqim. Just on this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith, he mentioned, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْن. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْن. لَنْ تَضِلُّوا مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, on one occasion he mentioned that I'm leaving two things behind. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ. He says, تَرَبْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْن لَنْ تَضِلُّوا مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. As long as you firmly hold on to these two things, you will never go astray. You will never go astray. So this, so to say, is a certificate from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The stamp from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on remaining steadfast upon our deen. What is these two things? He says, كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةُ رَسُولِهِ. The Qur'an al-Kareem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Mubarak, the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the recipe for success, beloved friends in Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us this recipe 1400 some odd years ago. This same recipe will continue to last till the day of Qiyamah. Any person who wishes success in this world, in the Qabr and the Akhirat, he will have to follow the way of the Qur'an, the way of the sunnah. And this is endorsed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are never going to go astray if you have these two components in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we become firm upon the Qur'an and firm upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, this tabi'i comes and he asks the sahabi Abu Sa'lab al-Khushani radiallahu anhu regarding its meaning. So he says, I have asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the meaning of this ayah directly. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Beloved friends in Islam, the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the sahabi was, he mentioned, he says, بَلِئْتَمِرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنَاهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He says, command with good and forbid from evil. بَلِئْتَمِرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنَاهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Do not forget these two components, أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ النَّهِيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. After all, it is for this very reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has termed this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the best of ummats. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That you are termed the best of ummats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has termed this ummah the best of ummats. Why? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Because of this aspect that they command the good. They themselves practice upon good and they command others with good. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They themselves refrain from evil and displeasing acts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they prevent others from doing the wrong as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Together with that, they themselves are firm upon their iman. Nonetheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَلِئْتَمِرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنَاهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Command with good and forbid from evil. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَيْتَ شُحًّا مُطَاعًا. Continue doing this commanding with good and forbidding from evil. In other words, remain firm upon Iman and Islam until such a time will come where you will see حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَيْتَ شُحًّا مُطَاعًا, until you will see such a time where greed is obeyed. In other words, the greed that a person has in his heart, he will obey each and every desire of his, each and everything that he desires for. Something, for example, a person eats and he is full already, but now he is eating more and he is eating more. Then this is nothing but greed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that safeguard yourself from this greed. Shuhan muta'a, not only greed, but greed that is obeyed. A person has greed and he desires so much more of something. In actual fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the nature of insan is such that if he has even one valley of gold, a valley that is laden with gold, and he will still desire how he can acquire the second and the third valley of gold. So that never-ending greed, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that it is only the sand of the grave that is going to fill this belly of insan. What will put an end to that greed? It is only the sand of the grave. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning hatta idha ra'aita shuhan muta'a wa hawan muttaba'a. Similar, every desire that is going to be obeyed, a person desires the best of this world. Beloved friends in Islam, how much can a person acquire? He will acquire so much, but still he will feel that he has not got enough. A person has a 20 bedroom house, he can only sleep in one bedroom at a time. He has 20 vehicles, he can only drive one at a time. Hawan muttaba'a, the never ending desire. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, to illustrate to them, to show them the nature of insan and the never ending desire that he has, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew a rectangular, so to say, a rectangular diagram on the sand. And he made some lines in the diagram. And then from one end of the diagram, he drew a line right to the under end and coming out of that diagram, of that rectangle. Then he told Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, "Oh my Sahaba, you see this line starting off from this point. It is that point where the start of insan, the life, his life will start off at this point. And where this diagram is ending, this rectangle ends, his life is going to end here. But this line that you see passing this is the actual desire of insan. His desire is actually going beyond his death, beyond the time of his passing away. Each and every one of us, we have no guarantee when we are going to pass away. We have no knowledge. But the desire to acquire more and to fulfill each and every desire is lurking in our hearts. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, safeguard yourself from this. And after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, وَدُنْيَا مُؤْثَرَةً, that dunya will be given preference to. Working towards the akhirat will be something unheard of. And the dunya will now become a person's goal. He'll be chasing and hankering after the dunya. And in the process, he will forget the akhirat. Whereas the akhirat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. The akhirat is everlasting. It is better for you, O insan. But you are giving preference to this worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us such that we work and prepare for the akhirat. Prepare for maut before it comes. And after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَإِعْجَابُ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ. And you will see such a time will come when people will feel that he has a right to his own opinion. And people will not want to follow those who are experienced in the field of deen. They will feel that they have the right to comment. And they will have the right to pass their own decisions and work out things in deen for themselves. وَيَعْجَابُ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ. And this person will be pleased. He'll feel happy about it, that I have knowledge and I can take out from Quran and Hadith from my own side. Beloved friends in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cautioned us regarding these things. In other words, these four aspects that I mentioned, the solution to this is to submit ourselves to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one last minute, the Sahabi who narrated this Hadith, just for us to understand what was his level of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Salama Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he, so to say, was prepared for maut at each and every moment of his life. Every Sahabi was pious, every Sahabi had a very high ranking status, but it was mentioned regarding this Sahabi that he prepared so much for akhirat, and he had this concept of maut before him at each and every point, and this drove him to carry out ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that it is mentioned that there was hardly a time where you'll find this Sahabi in the ghaflat, in negligence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his level was such that he continuously engaged himself in dhikr, continuously engaged himself in salat, tahajjud, performing Qur'an-i-Kareem, reciting Qur'an-i-Kareem, engaging in dua, And it was his heartfelt desire. His desire in his heart, deep down in his heart, what desire he had. Beloved friends, in Islam, each and every one of us has some desire. Whether it is related to this world or whether it is related to the akhirat, Allah knows best. But look at the desire of the Sahabi. His desire and his only desire was that how I can leave this world. How I can leave this world. That when the time of my mort comes, then it must come in a condition which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me. And not only that, I want to pass away and leave this world in the condition of sajda. So that was a desire which he had in his heart. And he worked towards the desire to such an extent that one night it is mentioned that his daughter had seen in a dream. His daughter had seen in her dream that her father had passed away. So she wakes up in a state of panic and she is so worried now. She starts looking and searching for her father. He is nowhere to be found. He is not in the house. So she realizes that there can only be one place. If he is not in the house, then he is in the masjid. In the dead of the night, she goes to the masjid, hurrying and going to the masjid. She goes to the masjid, she opens the masjid, she goes inside. She finds her father in sajda. She decides to wait beside him for a while. She waits there for a while. Then she realizes her father is not waking up. She moves him to the side. She pushes him to the side, only to realize that her dream was really true and he had passed away. Allahu Akbar. Like how they say in Arabic, كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The way you live your life is the way you are going to pass away. And the way you pass away is the way you're going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless me, bless all of us with the tawfiq and the ability to submit ourselves to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and carry out and maximize our efforts in these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, which will be commencing tomorrow inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us with the opportunity to gain maximum from this worldly life before our mood comes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.